Historically, the banjo has held an active role as a pivotal musical instrument in early African-American folk and traditional music. However, before becoming a popular fixture in U.S. minstrel shows of the 19th century and early jazz collectives, the banjo, with ancient ties to other African stringed instruments, was first fashioned by enslaved Americans in the New World. Music shaped in particular by Irish, Scottish, and African elements, recognizable in the early 1800s at a time when distinctively black music crafted by those enslaved began to forge a pathway into the larger society with a sound they could draw upon as their own. Initially, this new emerging Afrocentric sound was frowned upon by some who termed it noise because of the form's inclusion of shouting, padding, lively percussion, and modes that did not conform to contemporary Eurocentric music-making rules and scales. However, the appeal of the banjo's pleasant sound combined in performance with the more familiar fiddle would slowly repurpose such notions. In various regions on the African continent, the kor is chief among stringed instruments with a featured skin head and gored body. The kor, banjo's close cousin, cropped up in the Caribbean as early as the 1700s with assigned names from banza to banjera to banjar, built around a gored body with a wooden stick neck and, depending upon available resources, had varying numbers of strings. Similar-aged banjo-like instruments appear in Senegal with the rich-sounding ngoni of Mali, Guinea, and the Ivory Coast. A larger, more bass-like sounding djembri developed in Morocco by sub-Saharan Africans hints at its younger instrumental relative. Legend has it that some Africans were allowed to keep their instruments during the Middle Passage en route to the Americas. Today, the banjo, a mainstay of Americana old-time music forms, is similar to many similar-sounding string instruments around the globe, from Japan's shamisen to Persia's tar to Morocco's sintir. By the 1890s, a new version of the banjo surfaced and replaced the round gourd-sounding chamber with a drum-like soundbox with five strings and a modernized tuning system. From southern plantations, minstrel shows, and early North American jazz, the banjo gradually faded from popularity among African-American music makers en route to finding a more permanent home among traditional folk, bluegrass, and country, thanks to musicians like the late Pete Seeger, Rhiannon Giddens, Alison Brown, Bella Fleck, and Taj Mahal. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.